Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy. Woo! And sadness. Oh. And anger. Definitely some disgust.
Rose!
And I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
This episode is brought to you by Snapple. Want to know another Snapple fact? The first hot air balloon passengers were a sheep, a duck, and a rooster. Ridiculous. Check out Snapple.com to find ridiculously flavored Snapple near you.
Hey everyone, this is David. It's a quick hit. It's Tuesday afternoon. Oh my gosh. We have so much going on here today. Let me just jump on for a few quick minutes. How's everyone doing? I'm actually having a tea. Does my voice sound different to you? It sounds like, wow, I'm so butch today, but my voice really starting to get something, I think. So I'm actually having a tea. For everyone who has bought tickets to our live podcast, We Don't Want to Leave Our House tour with Miss Sarah Fraser. Thank you. Sarah's coming on here later in the week for our normal chat. We are officially announcing it together, but I posted on Instagram. So tickets are on sale now. I will share the link. If you don't see the link, DM me. It's really just how it sounds. We get asked to do live podcasts and live podcast tours all the time. And I've done them. They're not like my favorite thing for a lot of reasons. And Sarah, you know, has a husband and a child, and she's trying to have a kid. So I jump on airplanes 5 times a month, but Sarah's not going to do that. And that's okay. We're not blaming Sarah because I could go do it on my own, but I just don't want to. So we're doing I'm too busy here working, but we're doing, you know, this really seems like the right solution to us because we're doing a live podcast tour. We Don't Want to Leave Our House pajama party. This way, I get so many DMs. Come to Australia. Come to the UK. I can't even get Sarah to go to freaking San Diego. So it's not going to happen. But this way, everyone from Australia, everyone from the UK, Ireland, all the places that we have a lot of listeners and can buy a ticket. It's $15 for the tickets. And then we are doing a Q&A, a VIP afterwards. Those will sell out because it's small groups. And you can ask any single question you want in the Q&A. Any question. Now, I already know where this is going for myself. Bring your questions for Sarah, please. Let's not have it be the David hour. But we can, between her and I, we've already discussed what we think the questions are going to be, but we will not be pleading the fifth, and no question is off limits. So bring your questions. Tickets are on sale now. It's June 5th at 7 p.m. Eastern, and we will see how this goes, and then we will play around with different times. So, but that's on, and when it's sold out, it's sold out. We're limiting it because we want a more intimate experience. And it's really, we're having a pajama contest. What pajamas will Sarah Fraser be wearing? Anyway, enough about me. We have to talk about a lot of things going on. Dorit and her Beverly Hills RHOBH future. You know, this is like where, so right now it's Tuesday. Well, it's not Tuesday at 3:30 p.m. You're listening to this at 3:30 p.m. Eastern time. It is Tuesday at 6:46 in the morning. So unless something crazy happens in the next 4 hours, this is how rumors get started. Like NECA is not out of The Real Housewives of Potomac at this time. People say things that are likely to be true, and then I see you guys run with them. And a prediction is one thing. I have a lot of predictions. A lot of them come true. I am a Bravo soothsayer. A lot of them, I fall flat on my face. Remember, I said Melissa Gorga was 100% being fired this season? So a prediction is one thing. Saying something is true. I mean, come on, guys. We don't know if NECA is out. I mean, that's an easy thing to say because it's very likely to be true. We don't know if Stacey Rosch is really in Potomac. We don't know if Kiana Stewart, the professor's friend, is really in Potomac. And Potomac hasn't started filming for the new season. So this is not true. We don't know about NECA yet. I think it's likely. Kiana and Stacey, I could see absolutely being in for a lot of reasons, but we don't know yet. So don't we just want to be patient and see what happens? So there's a lot of reports surfacing. Thank you, Daily Mail. And now Dorit's team, I'm sure, has leaked this. There's a clapback. So for everyone who does not know what I am talking about, because a lot of you do come here for, your sole source of the Bravo news. So just to rewind for 2 seconds, oh my God, Rachel Levis, they're saying she has a new man. Jesus, we're not going to get to everything here today, guys. Let's go fast. So we are Jesse from the Valley is seen out with his new girl. This is getting crazy. So basically, there are rumors surfacing that Dorit Kemsley is going to be downgraded to a friend. This is what the Daily Mail says, that she is being given 3 episodes only. If she does not admit that PK moved out and is staying at the Beverly Hills Hotel. So that is pretty much what it is. Very similar to the rumors that, Kyle has been warned that if she doesn't show her relationship with Morgan on air, that she's in trouble. Here's the thing, Kyle Richards, not going anywhere. Love her, hate her. She's not going to be gone. But, like PK's in London and this and that. If someone is staying, and I've heard this before, we've had guests on this podcast that have said that PK has moved down and is staying at the Beverly Hills Hotel. Like we've heard this on this podcast. If someone is staying at the Beverly Hills Hotel here in LA, about 20 minutes from where I am sitting right now in my home, talking to you, we have paparazzi everywhere. It's not that hard for someone to go and stay outside, for someone to go and get a drink in the lobby, a coffee. I mean, where the way it's set up, you sitting in the lobby, there's really no bar right there. But you would know if PK is coming and going and is going to sleep and has luggage at the Beverly Hills Hotel. So it's not that hard a thing to prove. But that's what has been reported. Now, I find the only thing I find preposterous about this episode, about that statement, is there's a lot of things I might find preposterous about this episode because I'll probably lose my voice by the end of it. But they do not say to you, do this or you're only going to get 4 episodes. You're only going to get 3 episodes. So that part is ridiculous. No one said to Dorit, we're allowing you 3 episodes. And by the third episode, when she causes a huge fight with Kyle, they're not going to say, you're on your third episode. Kyle, let's stop filming, go home. That is literally ridiculous. Never in the history of Housewives has someone been told, we want to use you for 2.5 episodes. So the fact that they would turn to her and say, do this or you're only getting 3 episodes is ridiculous. Do this or you're going to be downgraded as a friend. Okay, well, maybe, yeah, and you have to show your life. But I mean, we had Sutton season 1 without the kids. She was a friend of, and then she upgraded even without showing the kids. So all these rules are meant to be broken. I mean, we have Mary Cosby who didn't show up at the reunion, and then we brought her back. Aren't you supposed to be fired from being at the reunion? So there's no rules. It's a bendable thing. The wait is over. That's right. Season 5 of The Kardashians is here. Just when you thought life couldn't get any faster, they're punching it into overdrive. Kris, Kourtney, Kim, Khloé, Kendall, and Kylie are back and continue to defy expectations in all their endeavors. So get ready to go behind the glitz and glamour of the most iconic family on television. The all-new season of The Kardashians premieres May 23rd, streaming on Hulu. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. You know, this year is going by so quickly, and I've talked to you guys about this before. All I do is work, and I'm starting to think that maybe I'm throwing myself into work because I want to avoid some issues that are going on in my life. I've benefited from therapy in the past, and I'm seriously considering going back and using BetterHelp. You know, I really think therapy can be valued to help you take stock of your life, kind of look under the hood of the car, and really just be the best version of yourself. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. I love that BetterHelp is entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to fit your schedule. All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. How great is that? Take a moment. Visit betterhelp.com/velvetrope today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/velvetrope.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Now, Dorit, there's a new thing which is leaked just now today that sources are saying that Dorit's marriage is in a positive place with PK, and that a source close to Daily Mail is the one putting out that she's being downgraded. Radar Online is saying that they are good and happy. Now, just from my point of view, let's take all the facts away. Somebody who works with the media, our podcast is in these publications all the time. We have been in the Daily Mail numerous times. We have been in Radar numerous times. I can tell you in no uncertain terms that I would trust something in Radar more than I would trust something in the Daily Mail. I'm not saying Dorit's marriage is fine. I'm not saying Dorit is coming back full time. I'm just saying, as a source, knowing how it works behind the scenes, to me, Radar is much more reliable than the Daily Mail. That's my opinion, based on a lot of things I have been told, seen, and heard. In the 5 long fucking years I've been doing this, you know, most podcasts don't make it past like the 25th episode. 5 years, it's over, everybody. It's over. All the people that tried to, you know, come at me, it's over. We're a success. We're not going anywhere. Would stop wasting your time. 5 years. That's a legacy podcast. We did it. We're number 44 on the charts today. Thank you, everybody. So they're saying to Radar, and again, for Radar to print this, I think their sources are more reliable, that the marriage is in a good and happy place despite the false report that he moved out to the Beverly Hills Hotel. Radar Online claims that Dorit and PK still live under the same roof with their 2 kids. And this insider is saying there's no truth to the accusations. He left the family mansion, and no truth that she faces demotion. He absolutely has not moved out. He travels to London for business, that they're good and happy. He spends time away, you know, and it's totally false that Dorit refuses to come clean on national TV about the struggles her marriage is facing. And that the Daily Mail's reports are totally fake. For Radar to print that and say a source, it really, to me, based on my experience, it's not a source. It's a source says that, and then they confirm it with 2 to 3 other reliable sources. So they don't just, you can't just call up right now and say this. They literally have to say, who are you? Okay, so you say you're the nanny. Okay, well, what's your first name? What's your last name? What's your email? Well, okay, well, we just did our own research. You're not the nanny. So who the hell are you? You can't just call. So for them to say a source, to me, means if the source is reliable, and they've now checked it with 3 other sources. So I don't know how I feel about this one. So we have Daily Mail saying she's going to be downgraded. I'm telling you, they would never say you're going to only be in 3 episodes. But Radar is saying that Dorit is fine and there's no truth to this. Even if there is no truth to this, Dorit is in that position. Look, we know Erica's coming back. None of this is confirmed either. Just like NECA not being let go from Potomac. As of now, we don't know. I think they're having a minute figuring it out. I mean, Beverly Hills was supposed to start in April. Well, it is the end of April. Today is the last day. Jennifer Lewis. Oh my God, what an icon. Jennifer Lewis from Black-ish, The Fresh Prince. I mean, she got her start in New York in the 70s with Bette Midler. This is an icon. It's a really funny chat, too. She's so funny. You know, she fell in the Serengeti. You got to listen to this episode of mine today, earlier, Jennifer Lewis. She fell. She checked into her hotel on African Safari. She was not given a tour. I mean, girl, when she says she wasn't given a tour, all I think is, I'm sorry, I'm a lawyer. I think lawsuit. And she went out. She heard the animals at night. Can you imagine this? She went out on her balcony and she heard that she went further and further and further and further. And then she fell. Can you imagine walking on your balcony and you just take another step and you fall? There was no railing on the balcony and it was night. She checked in the dark. Now, I know what you're saying, like, who would do that? But think about it. If you're out on a balcony, you assume that there's an encasement. She fell. I mean, this is real life. But then she gets funny. She said she told the hippo to go away, fat ass, take your Ozempic. It's a really funny story. Go and listen to that chat. But so we just don't know. So that's my point. I don't know. I'm really torn on Dorit. We don't know yet. The fact that we said it was going to start in April and it hasn't, I think they can't figure it out. It's not an Atlanta state. We're going to figure it out very quickly. I think Potomac, if it started filming right away, has more problems. But look, let's face it, Garcelle, Sutton, Kyle, and Erica are all coming back. Let's just be honest. I think something tells me Dorit lives to see another day. Something tells me it, but I don't know. I'm really torn on this one. Conflicting reports. What do you guys all think? My point is, neither of these reports, as of today, Tuesday, are true just yet, unless something happens in the next 4 hours before you hear this. Let's move on. I don't know if we're going to get to Rachel Levis's new man. I truly don't know. I want to talk about, this is a quick hit. Okay. I want to talk about Rachel Levis, the lawsuit. So we know that she has, and I'm paraphrasing so many things. And then I want to talk about her PR statement. Her PR people made a statement, which I thought was very smart. But you know, she has sued, basically, I am summarizing, she's suing Ariana for dissemination of the revenge porn. She is suing Tom for invasion of privacy. They're two different things here. They are two different things. So Ariana has now filed a response saying that she wants the case dismissed and that it's an abuse of the legal process. I don't look. I mean, so Ariana is basically saying that, well, I'll read you a little bit about what she says. She's basically saying that, let's just recap the things here. She's saying she's the defendant in the action. She makes this declaration. She's basically asking for the case to be dismissed. She was in a committed relationship with Tom Sandoval. I mean, this is all in her response to a declaration of Ariana Madix. Let me just explain to you something. Can we just take a step back? There are lawyers out there listening. You guys might know this too. You've sued people, you've been sued. To get a lawsuit dismissed is really, I mean, you have to really show there are no facts. So just let me make it very clear that I personally think that Ariana getting this case dismissed is very unlikely. Settled out of court? Possible, sure. But we don't settle a lawsuit out of court normally with no money. But do I think this is going to be dismissed? To be dismissed means there are no facts that are arguable, that it's so clear cut that this is an abuse of the legal process, at which point you can probably get attorney's fees, that the case has to be dismissed. To me, this doesn't seem like that so far. I mean, there is a case to be litigated. She found the phone. Did she send the video out? Guess what? Raquel says she sent it out. Guess what? Ariana Shachar says she didn't. That's a case. We have to litigate the facts in a court of law. It's not open and it's not cut and dry. If she sent the video, she is violating the revenge porn statute. She is in trouble. If she did it, she's not. Tom's case is totally different. It goes to invasion of privacy and all sorts of other things. If they're both guilty, Ariana and Tom, I believe revenge porn is way more serious, Ariana, in disseminating that than invasion of privacy. If neither of them are true, there you go. I also just want to point out before I read these things that it is very common when two people are sued by the same person or there are multiple co-defendants in the same case that the two co-defendants end up suing each other. She's suing Tom. She's suing Ariana. If the lines start to blur, and they seem kind of clear cut, but if the lines start to blur on what Tom did and what Ariana did, and one of them sees exposure that can be pushed onto the other one, I would not be surprised in this case if Tom sues Ariana or Ariana sues Tom or whoever sues who first, the other one co-sues the other one. So they're co-defendants. She's suing both of them. So at some point, it's just like cutting a deal. Everyone cuts a deal against Jen Shah. Jen's the top dog. Jen is in jail. Although, I mean, it's already been a year. This woman's going to be out of jail before we blink our eyes. And she's going to be back on the TV. Probably. Who knows? Are we still going to be here in 4 years talking about housewives? Maybe. I don't know. Don't be surprised if Ariana and Tom end up suing each other as, you know, to try to pass the blame. But anyway, let's not predict the future. Let's deal with the facts here, David. Wrap it up, girl. You're talking a lot today. So Ariana is saying she was in a relationship with Tom Sandoval for over 9 years. On March 1st, she went to a club in West Hollywood, Tom, to see Mr. Sandoval's band play. The phone fell out of the pocket. Committed relationship. She's, you know, women's intuition. She just felt like she knew the passwords. Why not look? She felt something was wrong. She did not do it in public. She went into a stall for privacy, women's room for privacy, in a locked stall. She accessed Mr. Sandoval's phone and saw text conversations between Sandoval and plaintiff that appeared incomplete because portions of them had been deleted, which made her suspicious. Of course, you know, it's like Tom saying 12 things with no response. What's deleted? While other women waited to use the toilet. This is very specific. Of course, it's a lawsuit. I opened the phone on Mr. Sandoval's phone. I opened the app. She saw a video of a FaceTime between Sandoval and Rachel showing Mr. Sandoval's face in the upper left corner. The plaintiff was masturbating. I hardly took out my own phone and made 2 recordings of the FaceTime video. Prior to that moment, I considered plaintiff a friend and that I know she and Mr. Sandoval were having an affair. I left. So she took 2 videos and made 2 recordings. I don't know why you need to make 2. I guess have a backup. I left the bathroom and walked up to Mr. Sandoval and who asked if I wanted to go have a cigarette. They went to the back alley, concerned people might hear. He tried to move away from the building. She shows the text message, which says she said to Raquel, "You're dead to me." Or sorry, Rachel, I did not send the videos to anyone else. This is the thing that we're going to litigate. This is why it's not going to prima facie just be dismissed. I mean, did she send it or did she not send it? She says she didn't. Rachel says she did. Sounds like a case that needs to go to court and be litigated. Doesn't sound so cut and dry to me. I mean, that's the whole fact. I did not send the videos to anyone else, nor did I share, display, or show the videos to anyone else. So she didn't send them or show them. To be clear, I only saw the video of plaintiff masturbating in places secluded from others, i.e. alone in the bathroom and in the alley with Mr. Sandoval. Heated argument. Mr. Sandoval forcibly grabbed my phone. Okay, here we go. Maybe some co-defendants suing each other. Is she going to say that Tom disseminated this, if it was even disseminated? He grabbed the phone from her hands, causing her credit card and driver's license to fall to the pavement. She quickly grabbed the cards off the pavement. That makes sense. Don't leave your credit cards. Chased after Sandoval, who had further distanced himself. By the time she caught up, I'm looking down. Sorry, I need to look up into the camera. He had deleted from her phone. So Tom has the phone, runs away. She picks up the credit card. She runs after. By the time she gets up to him, Tom had deleted from her phone the video she had recorded of the FaceTime. He also deleted the videos from the recently deleted folder. You know, you have to delete it. You know that trick? Oh, that's a bad picture of me. Delete it. Yeah, it's deleted. Hey, it's in my recently deleted. I'm going to post it, babe. So apparently he went into recently deleted, which if Tom is trying to protect Rachel, he would have done. Minutes later, she texted her friend Logan about what had happened. I called her, you know, saying you're dead. She chased him. Tom took my phone and deleted them. She chased him all the way down San Vicente. True and correct copies. After learning about the affair, I began informing my family. So basically, I mean, I'll spare you all the details. She's saying she did not send it out to anyone. Well, I mean, Raquel's PR has come forward, which I agree with them. I agree with them. And just saying, like, she's saying this is what her It Girl public relations, that's her PR said, which I agree with this. People need to wait for court. You know, everyone says this one, that one. We just talked about this on Patreon with Louis Reelius. He's suing for $5 million. You know, you could say so many. This is why I don't love lawsuits, but this is why I tell you guys when people, oh, this one said that about you, people slipping into my DMs. I'm like, I don't care at all. It's all let people talk. Lawsuits, I wake up. This is the real deal. So people need to wait for court and evidence. Stop making things up for your own headlines. I totally agree. So this will all play out in an actual court of law. This is what her PR is saying. So we can speculate about this. We don't know how this is going to play out, but Ariana has moved to dismiss, saying she never sent it and she only looked at it in private places. And Rachel's and her team are saying the other, her PR has said in today's age of social media, instant-driven instant gratification, viewers crave immediate answers and frequently indulge in speculation. True. Often resulting in the dissemination of misinformation. True. Public opinion remains vulnerable to manipulation by meticulous crafted statements and stunts, do. It's imperative that such matters be adjudicated through the legal system, relying on factual evidence rather than entertainment rhetoric to ensure justice prevails over sensationalism, especially in serious cases. It Girl Public Relations, I agree with you 100%. We can talk. We are blue in the face. We are going to find out in a court of law. And that is serious. And we can take all the sensationalized headlines away. And we can find this out. God, I'm on a tangent. I have to go. This is a quick hit. We have to still talk about Rachel Levis's new man. I want to talk about all these Kyle and Morgan rumors going on that someone ran into Morgan and Morgan says she hasn't spoken to Kyle. We just had Anna Kakosis on the podcast talking about Alexia's divorce. Alexia has spoken. We're going to have to do another quick hit, maybe later today. I don't know. This is today's quick hit. Go buy tickets to our live show. You can ask me anything. Love you all. Have a great Tuesday. Rest of it. My voice is cracking. Love you. Bye.